Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
If we give driver's license to illegals, it's going to be a front door to then getting them to vote. Oh, no, Kev, you're crazy. That would never happen. I sat in my radio studio on Wednesday talking to two different people. One person who said, you know, my only concern about giving driver's licenses to illegals is that they may be able to vote. And a Democratic operative sitting across the table from that person saying, oh, no, I don't think that would ever happen. Well, little did I know, at the very moment that we were having that conversation, legislators in Albany, New York, were actually trying to create a 1-2-3 system by which you could not only get the driver's licenses for illegals, which had just been passed a couple of days before that, but then, due to this next piece of legislation, they would be automatically registered to vote. Do you know what stopped it? Do you know what stopped this attack, this heinous attack on the freedoms and the sovereignty of the American people? A lone couple of voices representing districts that people sometimes just say, well, they're not in the majority. They don't count. They overlook them. Nicole Malliotakis was one of those assembly people that stood up and said no. And she's here to tell the story. Nicole, welcome back. Glad you're with us.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be with you.
I'm trying to do all that I can to get the word out on why what you did last week was so important. But take us back to how you uncovered what the Albany Democrats were doing.
Well, you know, first of all, when we were having the debate earlier in the week on the driver's license bill, I and many of my colleagues stood up and asked questions relating to, you know, what would happen if we adopted an automatic voter registration, either on the state level or nationally, because the House of Representatives did pass one. That was one of the first things they did this year when they got to Washington. How would we safeguard our system to ensure those getting driver's licenses are eligible to vote when we're automatically registering them? And they, you know, basically shut us down, said it wasn't a concern. We shouldn't be, that's not what this bill does in any way, and that we should just, you know, focus on the bill in chief. And then, you know, hey, if we get around to doing automatic voter registration at some other time, then it'll be up to the Board of Elections to figure it all out. And this was something that was very much a concern because, number one, we're giving out these driver's licenses. We're not keeping any of the background information, background documents that they're using to apply for them. And we're not indicating on the license whether they're a citizen or not. So, you know, we issue, let's say, a million licenses, and then next year they do automatic voter registration. How are we going to determine who is a citizen and eligible and who's not? So after that debate, unfortunately, that bill had passed on the driver's license part of it. 3 days later, and this just shows how disingenuous they are, that just 3 days later, the state Senate passed, and then the assembly brought it up a bill that would, in fact, put automatic voter registration in effect here in New York. Now, we, my colleague Colin Schmidt and I, we spoke out against this. This was unacceptable to us. We did a video that went viral on Facebook. We went to the New York Post, went to New York One. I called you, everyone I know in media to try to get exposure of what exactly was taking place. And then went to the governor's office. I spoke with, somebody very high up in his administration as well. We went to the speaker and said, hey, you know, if you bring this bill to the floor, we're going to be here till Sunday because every single one of our members is going to debate this bill because this is talking about the integrity of our elections. What the bill actually did was automatically register everyone applies for a driver's license to vote, and it puts the burden on the individual if they're not eligible to opt out. So this is very problematic, obviously, for many reasons. But to put the burden on the individual to say, hey, I'm not eligible, or else they're going to just go with everyone else's application to the Board of Elections, who would then also then try to filter out individuals who aren't eligible.
Well, the interesting thing about that, the interesting thing about that, Nicole, is that not only did they put the onus on the individual, and you can only imagine you're giving in what is in essence a sanctuary state in many respects, this idea that we're going to give driver's licenses to everybody. Oh, and by the way, if you understand English well enough, make sure you check the right box to make sure you don't accidentally make yourself a registered voter, even if you don't have the right to. But then the punishment side of the of violating that was they said, and if you happen to and you vote anyway, get out of jail free. No big deal.
Exactly. Yeah. So they anticipated it. You could just tell by the language in the bill that they had anticipated that people who aren't eligible to vote will be voting, will be registering and voting, because they actually put a provision in there that if they do accidentally, quote unquote, vote, there would be no penalty for that. So that's how bad this bill was. Thankfully, at the 11th hour, on the last day of legislative session for the year, the bill was yanked from the agenda. Following the exposure that we received on this. And, we live to see another day here in New York with our election system, the integrity of our election system intact. But this is just the beginning of the fight, because we know
that next year
we go to legislative session, they may try to pull it again.
If New Yorkers had not had you and Colin in the assembly, I think this would have passed. The people would have ignored, they wouldn't have really paid attention to it. You guys went through the fine tooth of it. And I think that the voters of New York State owe you a tremendous debt, because this is going to be the blueprint for many other states to enable many, many illegals to end up voting. And you're exactly right when you talk about the punitive part of the bill. It's like, oh, well, you didn't mean to. We'll forgive it. This is the blueprint for voter fraud. This is how the far left and I think the Democratic Party intend to try to win elections going forward. They don't want to vet anybody that's coming in. You don't need any documents when they get to the border. And then lo and behold, as soon as they get into their state, all of a sudden now we want to document them. We want to give them a driver's license. Oh, and by the way, if you happen to vote, we're OK with that, too. Nicole, it's an attack on our democracy. It's an attack on our constitutional form of government. And thank God that you're there and fighting the fight.
Well, I appreciate that, Kevin. I think there's a lot of good people in the legislature that are, trying to push back on these bad policies under one party rule. It's been difficult this year in New York, but we do fight the fight, and sometimes we do win one, and this was a big victory for the people of this state and for our elections.
It's one of the reasons why I hope that you defeat Max Rose for the congressional seat in your district. Talk to us about why it's important to have someone like you who's willing to do the fine tooth work on the bills to go to D.C. and to help clean up the swamp there.
Well, this is one of the biggest pickup opportunities Republicans have to take back a seat. And obviously, we need about 18 of seats to win back the House. And it's so important, because right now, under Nancy Pelosi, you see the wrong people being empowered. You see Jerry Nadler, you see Maxine Waters, you see Ocasio-Cortez, you see Ilhan Omar, people who, I think that most of the constituents in this district disagree with. Ideologically, for one, but also we need a voice that's going to hold them accountable. Right now, we don't have that. New York City, again, we see what's happening in the city under one-party rule, the state under one-party rule, and now we have every single person from our delegation in Washington is on the Democratic side. And even if you're a Democrat, that should bother you, because that's what we pride our system on, being a two-party system, and having debates and discussion and holding each other accountable. So I think that, this is a very important seat during the mayor's race. I did get 67% of the vote in this district, so we feel very good about taking back this seat. But Max refuses to denounce AOC's concentration camp comments, also refuses to say that Ilhan Omar should be removed from the Foreign Affairs Committee. These are things that I've said.
Right.
So, we need someone who's going to speak out when it needs to be said.
No,
I hope people visit my website, NicoleForNY.com, and learn more.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, Nicole. Hey, thank you. On behalf of the voters of New York, thank you for fighting the fight and being so persistent in doing what's right. Appreciate it. Friends, go visit NicoleForNY.com, NicoleForNY.com. Give a donation. Join the campaign. Take your country back, folks. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.